Yeah.
What the hell is this? This is the song. Oh, I like this. Is 2 Chainz, right?
I thought we'd started off with 2 Chainz, yeah.
This guy's fantastic. This is the only one of these guys that I think is worth a pinch of cheese.
Well, General, I think if you knew anything about hip-hop as I do, I think you'd find that there are a great many young men.
Yes. Margaret, don't impress me with your worldly wise ways about the Hollywood scene and the whole, you know, the hippity hoppin'. All I know is I love this kid, 2 Chainz.
All right, well, there it is. General Shaw's favorite hip-hop artist.
How come you like 2 Chainz? I like the way it's 2 Chainz. He announces himself like a man.
Well, there are a lot of these artists that do announce themselves, General.
Margaret, when are you going to start gargling? And I don't mean anything crude about that. Before you go on the air.
I don't like the use of the word gargle, thank you.
Let's just pot that down, bud.
Yeah, that's 2 Chainz. Yeah, I love the guy. 2 Chainz.
Are we getting back to my gargling or not?
I was trying to steer it away from there because you don't like that.
Well, wait. What is the criticism?
What is the criticism?
Every morning you're complaining. Before we go on the air, ladies and gentlemen, Margaret will say, oh, my throat, oh, God, oh, gee. You know,
a gargle with like warm water and mineral oils and mineral water.
Yeah, gotta gargle with the mineral oils.
What do you mean, gargle with the mineral oils?
Margaret, there's something, obviously, that the night before. Are you eating something?
Blame me, Mr. Henry.
There's a lot of stuff that can affect the quality of one's throat. The things that we eat, if it creates too much phlegm, if it creates stomach acid actually can turn into a reflux that goes into the throat. That can affect your vocal cords, believe it or not. There's a lot of different things.
Right here, Margaret, you got to listen to Phil. He's a professional broadcaster.
Excuse me for just one moment, but I've been in the entertainment business for a long time. I was a singer, all right?
Well, Margaret,
I was a singer, all right? I think we all, Phil.
Yes.
And I used to... Oh, I used to do the scales every morning. I know where it's at. I would stand there on stage as an understudy to Judy. What the hell was the woman? Who was that very, very really overrated broad? Excuse me for saying that. That was in
Julie Andrews.
Yes, that one. Now,
overrated broad. Wow.
Well, all right. She was wonderful. I would stand off stage and I'd watch her as she went through rehearsals for Camelot. And I knew that she would be on stage with Richard Burton, and how I wished it were me. And I'd listen to her with her silly little, I loved you once in silence. And I would think how much better I would do.
How'd you do that song, Miss Gray?
Well, I always felt that I could, I loved you once in silence, la-da-da. See, I would take it in a whole other direction.
In other words, you would not sing the song the way it was written.
Yes, that's right. I wouldn't sing. What, is there something wrong with that?
Well, I'm not supposed to stay.
Easy, Robert. Easy. You're starting to stutter.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay in the words.
You're supposed to stay in the words.
Look, Margaret, what are you talking about? What, are you rewriting the song?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Jet, look, don't get between a dog and his meat. I know what I'm doing.
Margaret, I just want to ask you a question. You know, how is it...
What is this all of a sudden?
Wait. How is it you rewrite a song? The song goes like... What was the song?
I loved you once in silence. It's from Camelot. I loved you once in silence. Will I change that to... I loved you once in silence. La-di-di-di-di-di-di. I'm sorry, my voice cracked.
Your voice cracked? Holy Jesus. Why, there are guys that sing that bass, that the Metropolitan, forget it.
Oh, you're calling me manly?
A little bit.
Hold on. You rewrote the song.
No, I didn't rewrite. It simply goes, I'll give you another example. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday. We all know that song, right?
Yeah.
All right, this is what I like to do with it, and this is what makes people frightened of me because of the, I don't know, because of the out-of-the-box way that I think of things. And as you know, if you are outside of the box, then you'd better get back in the box to think outside the box. Otherwise, you're not thinking. You've got to be in the box to think outside of it, right? Ladies and gentlemen, you want to see Phil? He looks like some stumbling poor, like a deaf mute, asking for directions to the subway station. He's just
all right, Margaret. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is this. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that.
All right, hold on. This is what I do with it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy. Well, my voice cracked a little bit, but you know what I mean.
That isn't even a happy birthday. That's no song that I want. And I'll tell you something. If
why don't you slow down, General?
I don't want to hear that sung at any birthday party I'm invited to. Otherwise, I'll come unglued. I'll go nuts.
Wait a minute, okay? That, yeah, I got to agree with the general.
Then what are you saying, wait a minute for?
Because he wants, Mr. Henry, want to articulate it.
Oh, he wants to articulate it.
Margaret, that's a ridiculous thing that you're doing there.
And why is that, Phil? Please do tell, oh arbiter and oh dictator of culture.
Whoa. Margaret, songs are only fun if they sound like the song.
No, songs are there for us to manipulate, to mold into the shape of joy that we wish them to take. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. See?
Yeah, all right, Margaret. I'm going to say something. It's going to get you angry.
Don't you dare.
It sounds... I would rather have my eardrums gouged out of my skull. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yay. How dare you applaud...
Come on. Grab his nose like that.
You back me up. You understand?
All right, we're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We've got Bob Bakey with a traffic, Harvey Wireman. Coming up is Jeff Dowder to talk with us about the Rick Allen tribute that he's got planned for Mr. Poos. It's also National Dog Day. We'll be talking about that with Doug Danger. And also Ted Bell has Leon Dumphy at the club tonight. We'll be listening into Leon Dumphy singing. I think Ted lost another bet, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing. Every time Leon Dumphy shows up, it ain't good.
Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, Phil will be giving away on Friday the action figure, the Phil Henry Show action figure. In order to be in the running for the Phil Henry Show action figure, and you can see it on our screen right here, you simply must be a Backstage Pass member. So, in the immortal melodies of Happy Birthday to You, I would say, Happy Birthday to you, get the action figure. It's the Phil Henry action figure. Oh, I don't.
No. What, did you lose interest?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yes.
All right, so anyway, get yourself the Phil Henry Show. Well, get a chance at the Phil Henry Show action figure by getting a backstage pass. We draw from the vast reservoirsies of our BSPs, man. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's colder,
Dr. Colder Clinic. That world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, later on.
What is this? Jeff Dowder is doing what?
Jeff Dowder and Dark Horse are featuring a tribute to Rick Allen. This is Jeff's, what is this, bud?
Now, every week he's doing a different tribute to the different drummers and everything.
No, he did Carl Palmer.
Oh, I read that tweet, something along the lines of, yeah, Carl Palmer. I mean, I appreciate Carl Palmer. Was he not in...
Who is this guy, Carl Palmer?
Carl Palmer is Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh, yeah, I know that. God damn it, whoever is farting...
Excuse me, but that was me, all right? There, do you feel better?
Well, God damn it, Margaret. Margaret, what...
Well, what do you want me to do? Get up and walk out?
Yeah, fuck.
Oh, don't be such a child, all right? It is normal human gas that I release.
Anyway...
What is this song, KK blowing? You know what? This guy will blow my brains out before I blow KK.
Anyway,
that better not be about some guy.
All right, wait. It's Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, that's that Jack Marley, Jesus.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa got arrested the other day.
Did you read about that?
No, I heard about this kid, Wiz Khalifa. What'd he do?
Wiz Khalifa got busted at LAX as the result of him messing around. I guess what happened was he was on a hoverboard of some kind, and I don't know what that is. What is a hoverboard?
It's like a board that you're on, but you're skating on it and everything.
Is it like a scooter?
No, it's like a metal razor.
Like a razor, okay. And anyway, this chap, Wiz Khalifa, was found to be in possession. Well, first of all, he was just cruising around in this thing. And what happened, I guess security at LAX thought it wasn't cool, and he posted a video of it. We got Doug Danger, who is right now in Las Vegas on a little bit of a vacation, but agreed to come on. Doug, what do you know about this?
Well, I tell you, myself, I'm a gay man, a gay journalist, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I looked this up. You know, I am on vacation right now, and for you to ask me about this, I had to go back to the room and look at the paper. Apparently, Wiz Khalifa was on this hoverboard, and the authorities there at LAX asked him to get off. He would not, and so they arrested him to the ground. He posted the video of this. I think it is the kind of black eye that LAX security doesn't need. Wiz Khalifa right now is very big. And he's getting bigger all the time.
Wait a minute, who is this Wiz? Because this guy, the hip, is that the guy we just listened to?
Yes.
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa is a major hip-hop artist general. I think you've got to understand which side of the bread the butter's on. A guy like Wiz Khalifa can bring down a lot of people. A guy like Wiz Khalifa, when you hear the names, probably in the history of band, you got John D. Rockefeller, we've had Carnegie, we've had any number, and then you got Wiz Khalifa. And
wait, are you trying to tell me Wiz Khalifa and John D. Rockefeller?
I'm just telling you, the guy, along with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, Wiz Khalifa, Rockefeller, and Melon, is that it?
Melon? What are you talking
about? No, that's what you have for breakfast.
No, it's not what you have for breakfast, although you do have a melon. You got one for a head. I'm talking about the guy that was the millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, Wiz Khalifa, apparently, Phil, was not very cooperative with authorities. Hold on for a minute. Save that, will you? That's my number over there. Hey, that's my number there.
Look, if we're bothering you on vacation...
No, I'm just saying, Wiz Khalifa, was on a hoverboard. They told him to get his black ass off of it, and he refused it. Frankly, I'm getting a little weird and a little tired.
Did they actually say, get your black ass off of that?
I don't know. I mean, they said whatever it's going to take. I'm getting tired of these superstars not paying attention, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Let me tell you, I've been on the wrong side of the police a lot of times, but I also recognize the need for our police. And when we have a police officer just doing his job, and he tells a guy like Wiz Khalifa to get his African black ass off that hoverboard before it pulls out the building. I don't know.
Wait. Is that what the cop said?
I don't know what he said, but I'm just using normal police procedure.
Wait. That's not normal police procedure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what? Look, Phil, that goes on all the time in Ferguson, Missouri, and people thought it was okay.
No, if you're trying to make a greater point...
I'm saying... Whatever the police procedure is, I understand that cops and minorities, they have a hard time. But did you pick my money up? Hey, you, did you pick my money up? I don't know. Look, man, I'm paying for you tonight, man. You don't need to steal it from me, okay? Jesus.
Who's that?
Some guy I met.
Be careful, will you, Doug?
What?
Be careful with these guys that you meet.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it, man. Don't start giving me advice like you're my dad, okay? Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I never stop being a gay man and a gay journalist, even when I'm on vacation. What I'm saying is...
What about this Wiz Khalifa?
I'm telling you, man, he's at LAX. He's on the hoverboard. The cops say you get your C-O-O-N at...
Come on, Doug. You didn't hear them say that.
I didn't hear. I'm just assuming.
Assuming? In other words, what you're saying is Wiz Khalifa has every right to be pissed off.
No, I'm saying the... What? I'm saying the opposite.
How can you think that Wiz Khalifa... How can you say the opposite, Doug? How can you say that Wiz Khalifa has no right to be pissed off when the police are calling him a COO?
All right, Phil told me not to spell it out.
Well, I don't understand this.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to tell you is the police... What? I don't get it.
Yeah, you're talking about Wiz Khalifa being called a COO, you know...
All right.
And then say get his African black ass and everything like that, and you think that's normal?
I'm just telling you how the cops are. I'm just saying, do I think it's right? Do I think it's wrong? It's police procedure. It's just normal police procedure. It's how you try to calm a situation down. You, get your black ass off.
That's not how you calm a situation down. No wonder this guy went nuts. Now, wait a minute. We don't know that happened. All we got here is this guy Danger. And by the looks of things, or by the sound of things, you're busier throwing the bones and maybe later on taking a bone and putting...
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, throwing the bones and later on putting one in my mouth? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I didn't say that at all.
Well, that's what it sounded like you were going to say. I'll tell you something, Phil.
All right, Doug, I don't want to keep bothering you, okay? Have a nice vacation.
Well, wait a minute, man. You got the cops are out of control at L.A.? I want to know about it. So far, I don't hear nothing.
You don't tell me, man, that they said a Wiz Khalifa get your black ass off a hoverboard. And
oh, look, I know, Robert, you're black, so you're going to get all upset about it.
I wasn't telling him he's black. You're gay. If we're talking about anything having to do with cops and minorities...
Whoa. You got a problem with me being gay?
No, I'm saying, naturally, he's going to be outraged.
What's that got to do with me?
Go ahead, man. I'm
just saying, you know.
Yep, well, all right. You know me, Robert. I will report on any kind of prejudice that I hear about. But right now, all we have is Wiz Khalifa being wrestled off of his hoverboard by a bunch of cops who said, "Hey, stove lid, why don't you...
Come on, will ya?
Hey, where's my money, man? I don't know. I gotta go, Phil, because I just got ripped off by this queen. Doug Danger, Doug Dang, Dom Dang, Dang.
Well, you, somebody get him under control, okay?
Doug didn't even know he was gonna go on here. I think he's hopped up on Sneaky Pete wine.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he's drinking the fortified stuff tonight.
What?
It sounds like he's drinking the fortified stuff tonight. You don't understand what that is.
You're telling me he really is drinking Sneaky Pete?
Yeah, sound like me.
What the hell's wrong with him?
I don't know. That's what Danger does. He goes out, he takes along a bottle of port or Tokay, grinds up some pills into it, and that's what he sips on all night.
What the hell, man? That's bad. Somebody ought to talk to him.
Well, Phil, be our guest.
Well, if you guys knew this, why weren't you saying something?
That ain't my business. It's not my place.
Yeah, not my call to say anything.
Hey, guys, if you're telling me that Doug Danger for laughs goes out on a Friday or Saturday, when he's on vacation in Vegas right now.
Yes.
And he's crushing up pills into a bottle of Tokay or port wine, and he's walking around sipping it. Let me guess. And the bottle's in a bag.
Yes, naturally it would be.
Of course.
So Danger's walking around with a bottle in a bag.
Look, Phil, how many times have we got to say it to you?
Well, I'm telling you, that sounds bad. It sounds to me like he's got a drug abuse or an alcohol abuse problem.
Oh, I don't understand. You know, you don't want to make a big thing out of nothing.
Yeah, the whole idea of this...
Well, what is going on here, man? First of all, I'm listening to Danger talking about how, well, Wiz Khalifa, boy, he really overreacted. All they said was, "Hey, coon, get your black ass off that hoverboard." And that seems normal to Doug. And then we have you guys who think it's entirely normal for him to be walking around Vegas with a bottle in a bag and pills crushed up in it, Tokay wine.
I feel I am not one to tell a man about his amusements. His amusements. You understand what I'm saying? I believe in the free form, cohesion, and I don't know.
Get people about to be able to live your life.
Yes, that's it. Live your life.
Margaret, there's something wrong with you if you don't understand that a guy walking around...
Phil, don't lecture me.
Wait. There's something wrong with you if you don't understand.
Well, I'm right with her.
All right, then there's something wrong with you, too, if you don't understand that a guy walking around with a bottle in a bag and pills crushed into the wine in that bottle and he's sipping on that all night, and you don't think there's something wrong with the guy.
Sounds normal to me, Miss Sully.
Sounds normal to you, huh?
Yes, and no, you can't say it's because of the neighborhood that Robert grew up in, because that's racist.
Well, why is it normal to you?
Don't you dare yell at me like that.
Why is it normal to you?
Phil, I grew up with a father that walked out the door every morning with a bottle in a bag like that. And we had a very comfortable home. Yes, there was a period there where we did have a very tough time economically. That's when I took the calliope lessons.
Yes, you were mentioning that.
Yes. But other than that...
Other than that, you took calliope lessons because your family fell on hard times. Why is that?
Well, my father went to the hospital because his kidney was giving out. Kidneys and his liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's got nothing to do with drinking.
My father came from a family with very weak livers.
Did they drink?
Naturally.
All right, folks.
You know, Phil, sometimes it worries me that you don't get the drift of things.
No, you're right. I just don't get the drift of things. Margaret, you grew up in a house where your father went out in the morning with a bottle in a bag. Did he crush pills into it?
I would imagine.
Naturally.
I swear to God, I'm going to...
We're fucking around. I knew it.
We got you.
You got to admit, you deserve it.
What are you talking about?
No, Mr. Henry, man, you bought that whole thing. You about ready to flip out. You talking to Margaret and all this,
getting all serious and shit. You see him?
Yeah, I saw the look on his face. He was like this close to me. You really look like a real clown, Phil.
Yeah, well, Jesus, Henry, I thought you were going to have a heart attack. Ha!
Why would you guys do that?
Oh, we're just messing around, man. Find out how Sue's gonna take it.
And what about Danger with the whole thing about how they called Wiz Khalifa a coon?
Yeah, he was in on it.
What is it with you guys, anyway?
You know something, Phil? You take things so seriously, I could tell you that World War III has started, and I'll bet you'd start forming a puddle right under that chair.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Here's my Phil impression. Let me right back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get it now. Yeah, yeah. Hey, big girl, make a bag, get up. I'm Mar- Margaret Gray, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous for reasons that elude me. Maybe it's because Phil's such a schmuck.
Yeah! I think that's very cruel.
Oh, come on, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, you could be all crying about it.
I ain't crying about jack shit. Anyway. The world-famous Phil Henry Show's merchandise is in our online store. You know, if you got yourself a Jones for some Phil Henry merch, or you have a Phil Henry fan in the family, Jack, all you got to do is go over to our merchandise store, our online store at philhenryshow.com, and get all kinds of stuff. We got Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirts. We got Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodies. We got Ted's of Beverly Hills. We also have Rudy Canoza's Je T'aime Lingerie t-shirts, the J. Sanders Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. And we have our show hats and our show t-shirts. We've got shot glasses. We got Bobby Dooley's keychains. We got the Phil Henry Show mug, our coffee mug. Now, we got it all. And not to mention all of the downloads of the Best Of CDs, and the hard copies of those Best Of CDs from the radio days. These are the best of our radio show days, and we've already sold out of one or two, right, bud?
Yeah, sold out of the 2000s.
We've sold out of the year 2000. That's it. No more. There ain't no more, Jack. So if you want to get a hard copy of our CD, I think it's a collector's item, by all means, these are our best of the radio days, 1997 to 2006, right? No, 2005. Make sure you get a hold of that at philhenryshow.com in our online store. All right. Okay, Doug Danger needs to be back on the line with us at some point.
Yeah, Doug's going to be back to talk about the National Dog Day.
And I guess National Dog Day is why he was going to be on. I think you probably just threw him for a loop by bringing him on and talking to him about Wiz Khalifa.
Well, I didn't even know he was on vacation.
No, it's okay. He didn't mind, you know.
All right, we do have with us Jeff Dowder. Jeff is going to be planning, as we mentioned. Well, actually, you know what we haven't done yet is our traffic, so...
Yeah, the other day, bringing on Danger and everything, threw everything off.
Yeah, it's a little wrecked, Phil.
Everybody just back off.
Just tell you.
Everybody just back off. You had your joke, and now just back off. All right, let's go into the skies with our good friend here, Bob Bacon with traffic. Bob?
Hi, Phil. I'm in the downtown area here right now. You know something? Everything's happening about that, and people are just about good. And there's a mockery of it out there. I just heard a voice in my head that could be voices coming back to me from my past. Maybe it's my wayward youth, or maybe it's my maiden youth, or maybe it's the fact that I used to be a woman. Hey, over here on the 18 freeway in Valdez, and I've got to trip myself up, and we'll move on down Chebet. If you see any car, or you see any kind of an automobile, or any kind of a motorcycle, any vehicular traffic at all, please call the CHP and say, hey, there's a car out here, might be going fast, but out here, because I swear to God, I'm going to have myself a good time. Bob Bacon with the traffic. Bye. That is this. He's done.
Yeah.
And this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Harvey Wireman's Newsbreak. Well, this is a big piece of... I found this... what's this? Walmart will stop selling the AR-15 rifle and other...
Walmart will stop selling the AR-15 rifle.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. And other... semi-automatic weapons added,
and other semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah, added stores because sour people are buying them. Spock has been said on Wednesday. The AR-15 rifles and
rifles.
Okay, Phil, rifles. I can barely read this because of the sweat pouring down my eyes. It's very hot in the house today because the air conditioning doesn't work.
We're still at my...
What?
I'm in my house.
Oh, God damn it! We're still at my daughter's house.
When are you going to figure out where you are?
Don't worry about it. No, I don't need the glasses, honey. I gotta get out of here, Phil, because I've got a dog to feed, I got a cat to feed, I've got a house, I got guys that are coming over to repair the car, to repair the house. I gotta get my ass out of here. No, I apologize, Phil.
Well, this keeps going on, Harvey. There's no point in doing the news.
If there's no point in doing the news, there's no point in doing the news. All right. Fuck! I forgot every time I get in the car.
La, 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 la.
Gentlemen, what do you want now?
Oh, yeah, it's you. Listen, I tell you something. You go pretty fast for an old geezer, don't you? You know what I think I really ought to do is give you a ticket.
I'll tell you what, Lloyd. Why don't you find another radio show that's willing to have you on, okay? Because obviously Henry doesn't want you back, and I don't blame him. All you do is bother me morning, noon, and night, bugging me and bothering me and bewitched, bothered, and bothered. Oh, why don't you shut your hole? I'm out of here. I'll tell you something. I would rather be out of here and go chasing, like, I don't know what. I guess go chase some drunk driver than have to listen to you. Goodbye. Fuck it.
All right, we're going to be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If I hear the F-word coming out of him one more time...
Well, what do you want him to say, Phil? I mean, that's the frustration of Harvey's life.
I'm going to kill this whole segment.
That's what you've been saying.
We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, with, I believe, Jeff Dowder from Mr. Pooh's. They are planning a Rick Allen tribute this weekend.
What in the hell? Oh, for this is that. Is this Wiz Khalifa again?
Yeah, this guy Wiz Khalifa.
You know, I think the man's got a lot of gall. He runs around in the airport with his little hoverboard. Then he sings a song about the effing this and the effing that. I'm hearing a squeaking bed. It makes me want to throw my guts up. I'm Margaret Gray.
Wiz Khalifa. All right, on the line with us from Mr. Pooh's in, of course, the beautiful city of Hermosa Beach is Jeff Dowder. Now, I'll tell you something, Jeff. You guys are getting ready for this big tribute, I know. And the tribute is for Rick Allen of Def Leppard. Now, Rick Allen has one arm.
I know Rick Allen has one arm because I've seen where Dickman said that.
Yeah, I told you that the other day.
Yeah, and you were very, very cruel about it, too, man. You're all going, yeah, Rick Allen only had a one arm.
Wait. This guy's a drummer with one arm.
Yeah, he's a drummer with one arm on account of he got a car that ran over it or something.
Are you kidding? What happened to this poor man?
He was in an accident of some kind, and he lost his arm.
Yeah, and yet he still plays drums for the Def Leppard. And I tell you something right now.
That's ridiculous, man. Oh, he's got keep in a band on account of what they feel sorry for him.
Wait. Is this the group that... That's the Led Zeppelin, is that it?
No, General, it's called Def Leppard.
And this is different from from Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, it's a different band.
All right, well, so... And the drummer had a car run over his arm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but a car ran it over.
And you're doing a tribute to this guy because he's a great drummer. Have I got all of this correct?
Well, look, you got...
No. I just want to make sure I understand all of this up to this point.
Yes, that's what's happening.
The guy's a one-armed drummer.
All right, General. You've got the general gist of this, General. So now that you have the general gist of this, then General Shaw...
You've got the General Shaw, the General...
I've got the General Shaw of it. The general gist of it.
Yeah! So what do you need to know?
I want to know why it is you're giving a tribute to a one-armed drummer.
Because the guy's good, man. Here, I'll play it for you. Right now, the club's kind of filling up a little bit. Okay, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, Mr. Henry. All right, everybody. Hey, yeah, this is Jeff Dowder. And hey, can I get your attention? Can I get your attention? Can I get your attention, everybody? God, what a bunch of dicks. Hey, yo. Want to get everybody's attention right now? Yeah, all right. Thanks, yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's check it out. Check it out. 2, 3. This is a Rick Allen tribute to Def Leppard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4.5. Yeah. And your face looks good.
Alright, Jeff, are you performing?
No, I'm not performing. I was just doing it. Hold on. Kill it. Wait a minute, man. Kill it, take, dude. Yeah, but no, I'm not performing right now. I was just a practicing. We got a lot of people in the club right now that are working. There's a few people drifting in and out.
Okay, because it sounded like you had a crowd out there.
No, that was me practicing.
What do you mean you're practicing? There's not really a crowd there.
Just the people that are here. Like, there's a bunch of people here cleaning up. We got a lot of people here from the lunch crowd. I mean, it's nobody that we have to worry about or anything. I don't give a damn whether they... This is for this weekend, okay? All right, let's take it from the top here. One, two, three. Yeah! Dude, you're way off, man. You're way off. Cut, man. That blows, man. You got to do it. One, two, three, and yeah! All right! Mr. Henry.
Is that you playing drums?
No, that's Rick Allen.
Well, I mean, I know that.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Hey, hold on, man. Wait a minute. What?
Well, what's the point of doing a Rick Allen tribute when you're just playing the records?
Well, do you know a better way of doing a tribute to a guy? God, get a load of this guy, man. He doesn't understand. I'm talking to a guy.
Hey, talk to us, Jeff.
Sorry. Do you know a better way?
Aren't you supposed to be playing the drums?
I am supposed to be playing the drums, but when we do a tribute, we play the drums that the guy... What are you talking about, man?
Are you saying that you're not really playing the drums yourself? You're just playing Def Leppard records?
Yeah, that's a tribute, and then we come back on stage. Okay, we're taking a break right now, so the way it's going to go is like this, okay? 2, 3, 4... Okay, that was Def Leppard with Photograph, yeah. As part of our Ricky Ricardo. Who's the other drummer?
Ricky Ricardo played the drums.
Yeah.
Rick Allen, Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo didn't exist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As part of our Rick Allen tribute, that was Rick Allen, and that was Photograph. Yeah, from... Wait a minute, man. Just turn it off, man. God damn. So that's the song called Photograph by Rick Allen. So, and then we come out and we play our set, right? Like,
What are some of the songs you do?
Well, we do Darkness at Sunrise, which is the biggie. We do Too Late for Goon, which is a love song.
What is the song called?
Too Late for Goon. It's a song about a girlfriend of mine named Goon Swishart. Too Late for the Goon. And then there's one called Slow Down, I need to Sleep. And
that sounds like you just made that name up right now.
I did, because we don't really have a name for it. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3. Slow down, I need to sleep. Slow down, I need to peep. Slow down, I need to use the toilet. Slow down, I need... And it kind of goes like that.
What about Too Late for Goon?
Too Late for Goon is a ballad. It goes like this. Well, it's too late. It's a power chord ballad, though, you know?
Yeah.
And
have you heard this, Stickman?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it goes like this. It goes, it's too late for the goon. And then it's got a lead. It goes. The lead goes like this, Phil. It goes like this. Diddle 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 do. Diddle 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 do. Do do do. Diddle do do.
That doesn't sound like nothing.
What are you talking about, man?
Baby, you know, you don't know nothing about metal music. All you know is hip-hop. That I know about metal music. That doesn't sound like jack.
What are you talking about, Robert? Here, listen. It goes, too late for the goon. Her dad won't let her leave. Her dad won't let her... Something about how her dad won't let her out of the house, but I can't. Too late for the goon. The dad... Her dad's a goon.
Jeff, it doesn't sound like anything, man. You know, it doesn't sound like anything.
Well, I'm sorry, we don't have the instrument set up right now.
What about this Rick Allen tribute? Is that the only song you're going to do?
What?
I'm sorry, what about the Rick Allen tribute? Is that the only song you're going to do?
No, then we're going to launch into... Pyromania. Well, not Pyromania. We're going to launch into Hysteria. Where's Hysteria? Oh, no, Armageddon it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here it is. It's okay. 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Rick Allen tribute. Yeah. See, Mr. Henry, you can tell Rick Allen, that guy only had one arm. Check it out. Yeah. And that dude's only doing that with one arm, General.
Well, I can see he's doing it with one arm while he's hitting his one drum. What kind of talent does that take?
Are you kidding me, man? He's hitting... there's some cowbell in there and everything.
Cowbell. All right.
Yeah, listen. Oh, you're getting it. Yeah.
Would you please shut up?
Oh, sorry. Are you telling me, man, a one-armed guy? You're trying to tell me that the guy's got one arm? Well, he does have one arm, but are you trying to tell me that, you know, like, say I didn't believe it?
Whatever the hell you're talking about. All right, so Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, so here it is. Here. 2, 3, 4.
Eight. Hey, Jeff, just can it, will you, Ben?
Oh, sorry.
All right, so that's your Rick Allen tribute, and then you come back out and you do what?
Then we do Darkness at Sunrise. It goes like this. That's generally what our encore, or not our encore, but yeah, that's our encore. It goes like this. Darkness at sunrise, I'm there. Darkness at sunrise, hell, you better beware. 2, 3, 4. I mean, our lead guitarist isn't here right now. If we had our lead guitarist plugged in, well, I mean, not our, if we had his guitar plugged in, and then he's plugged in too, you know, psychologically, man, you'd get blown to bits.
Yeah, I'll bet I'd get blown to bits. I bet you I want to blow my head off listening to it.
Oh, wow.
Well, Jeff, you must understand. This sounds very bizarre to people of a different generation.
What are you talking about? This music from Armageddon, this is from the 1980s. I mean, you must have been fairly young back then.
Well, yes, but I didn't listen to this. I listened to more jazz-type things. I listened to standards.
Now, I like listening to country music.
Country music? Anyway... it goes like this. Darkness at sunrise, you better beware.
What does that mean? Is that some kind of a... what is that?
It's like darkness at sunrise. You know, when the sunrise, and we're all down at the beach, okay, and we're waiting for the power to, you know, we're waiting for the power, man. So darkness at sunrise, I'm there. Darkness at sunrise, you better beware. And everybody's going to be at the beach when it's the sunrise. Like that, you know?
Jeff, have you ever actually completed that song?
What?
Have you ever actually completed that song? Because year after year after year, man, you've been singing me that song.
You know, Mr. Henry, sometimes songs...
Get up! You work hard to make the perfection.
Yes, but at some point you have to finish the song.
I'm working on it, okay? It's going to be done in time for our demo, which is going to be coming out in early spring or early winter, okay?
Early spring or early winter?
Yeah, well, early spring 2016 or early winter 2017.
Oh, I see. All right. Early spring, so you don't know whether you're going to get it done this year or next year, basically.
What?
All right, Jeff, thank you. Good luck. With all that you're doing, I think that, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, are you getting it? Are you really getting it, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting a headache.
What?
I'm getting a headache.
2, 3, 4, is a bit.
All right, that's fantastic. Jeff Dotter with the Rick Allen tribute they're going to be doing at the Mr. Pooh's this weekend.
You know, I love the club scene. I love the bar scenes. I grew up in it, but it's getting more and more bizarre. And when you have a young man like that who... The last time I heard Rick playing... Or excuse me, not Rick. The last time I heard Jeff playing the drums, they were upside-down garbage cans. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, his drums got hocked.
And what was it?
He turned over some garbage cans and was playing that because his drums were hocked.
Well, I don't know how this guy keeps... This guy's been there every week, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dark Horse is the house band there. Every single week for years. And that Darkness at Sunrise, Jeff, seriously, man, if you're listening, finish the song, dude. I mean, I don't care at this point what it's about. Just finish the song.
Well, it's about the evil at sunrise, you know.
Yeah, there's an evil afoot. Oh, get out. The only evil afoot is Jeff and his band being up at that hour.
That's a good one, Phil.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to be right back at a world-famous Phil Henry show coming up next. Now, Jeff, we're going to be back in the restaurant scene. Ted Bell, are we back at
Yeah, get me Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, I guess, is going to be the site of our next little conversation. Ted Bell is out there, and I think it's Leon Dumphy and the rest of the guys. And apparently those cats are out there singing a song. How much money does Ted owe those guys that he has to keep putting those guys in the bandstand?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you that what's happening now is that Ted is running into the money-making ability of Rudy Canosa, because this happens in the prime rib room.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. So, Leon, why am I supposed to be playing this?
That's a paid commercial announcement and everything.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Shooting up the
club like an AK. This is the world famous Phil. Is this this goddamn? If I gotta listen,
hold on for a minute. World famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. We'll be right back. Go ahead, General.
Thank you. Now, okay, good. Thank God I got out of that blowing KK. I was gonna blow in KK. If my brains were made out of KK, we'd be blowing KK, all right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind all of you, the Friday Night Chat this coming Friday night will be from Big Sur, California, as Phil Henry and the crew go north to Big Sur. The BSP-only show on Saturday will be an audio-video tour de force from the beautiful, beautiful scenery of Big Sur, California. That's right. Phil will be up there, and he'll also be broadcasting his Monday show from Big Sur.
So this is three beautiful days of broadcasts and videocasts from Big Sur, California. Don't miss it, BSPs. And for those of you that are not BSPs, you certainly will get the audio show on Monday. But you'll be missing a great deal of those beautiful sights and sounds.
You guys looking forward to it?
Oh, we are very... I've got my own cabin. Frank and I will be in our own cabin. I know, General, you.
Now, Patsy and I have gotten a cabin down the highway. Dickman, what are you going
to
do?
I'm riding my bike to Monterey, and I got to stay at Big Sur. There are too many hiplies there.
What about you, Robert?
Oh, I'm working, man. I'm staying in town.
You're not coming up with us?
No.
Wait, you're going to Monterey?
Yeah, I'm going to Monterey. I'm going to stay in a hotel, and I got to go to hippie town.
What is it, bud? There's no hippies up there. They're all filthy rich.
Who is?
People in Big Sur.
I guess I've got a Big Sur to end.
Wake up! Anyway, join us. It'll be fun. Friday night's chat, our BSP chat. Saturday's BSP-only show, and then Monday, our regular show. Well, I was going to say live. Originating from Big Sur, California. Yeah, it's the summer is coming to a beautiful conclusion. It's, by the way, my birthday weekend, so that's why we're going to be doing that.
I think, Phil, this is a great idea. Now, you're going to think I'm out of my mind, but get this. What if you had the Phil Henry Henry Con in Big Sur?
That would be a bore.
What?
Mark, are you not?
Wait. What do you mean a bore?
It would be a colossal bore. I mean, if I'm going to have my listeners come out for a party, I'm not going to have it at Big Sur. Are you nuts? Big Sur is where you chill. Big Sur is not where you go.
You know, you really are kind of a slob. I mean, I love you, Phil. I do. I think you're a wonderful man. But deep down, you're really just a slob, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
Bore! Big Sur, California is a breathtaking panorama of the most gorgeous, the fir trees and...
It said fir.
What about... Oh, you filthy...
Ow! Now, I'm telling you, Margaret, we're not having it at Big Sur.
Yes, Daddy. F it.
All right, folks, so join us on Friday night, Saturday, Monday for our shows from Big Sur. All right.
I don't bet you a lot of people don't even know where Big Sur is.
Well, maybe. Big Sur is up the California coast south of Monterey. It's a great place to go. It's one of my favorite places. I go there a lot for just chill time. And that's what I'm doing. It's my birthday.
No, the birthday weekend, huh, sir?
Yeah, it's my birthday, and so, you know, that's where I'm going to go. And we're going to take our listeners with us. We'll be able to do our video cast pre-recorded, naturally, from Big Sur. We won't be able to do anything live. Now, as far as the Friday night chat goes...
Oh, here we go. You know that people are going to get upset.
Well, as far as the Friday night chat goes, I have this option. We usually do our Friday night chat as a live video chat, but because we're on the road in Big Sur... We're going to do a live text chat. So, in other words, it will be in the text window that you guys are all familiar with. But I can also have a video of it going on Periscope. Now, you'll say, well, yeah, but what about all those other people that are asking questions? We could just essentially, you know, sort of hide that, just not even respond to it. And just it would be a video chat between my BSPs and me. So, for just that one moment in time, I guess, or that one periscope.
I don't know. You're going to get a lot of people pissed off because you're ignoring them.
Yeah, that was our periscope people.
Well, what if I explained ahead of time?
Maybe if you came out, you said, dear periscope person.
Well, you wouldn't say dear periscope person. You'd say dear periscope.
What?
Go ahead, bud.
Anyway, say dear periscope. Okay, dear periscope. I'm Phil Henry, and I'm not going to talk to you. I'm only going to talk to the BSPs what are on my website, but I am videoing it.
Well, I hope he puts it a better way than that. You sound like the living embodiment of a clodhopper.
Yes, you sound like a human mud-caked shoe when you do that, bud.
Well,
all right. Thank you, bud. That sounds like it might not be a bad idea. We'll take it under advisement, and from that point forward, we'll see exactly what it is that we can do. Now, I do know that we have Ted Bell lined up out of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Going to talk with Ted and find out what's happening there. He has Leon Dumphy singing again.
Yes, Leon Dumphy is going to be singing. I guess Leon Dumphy has been taking some opera lessons or something. I don't know what this is.
What?
I don't know, Phil.
A Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Ted Bell is...
Get me in a minute.
All right, so we got Ted Bell about ready to happen here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We are very, very happy to... Well, where is he?
I don't know.
You, wanna put our meat in
you don't know. So there's Ted's... Ted Bell will be with us in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, and I can tell you that it should be extremely exciting when Ted Bell is... Now, what's going on there? What's going on there?
I don't know. It's,
Thank you. Thank you.
Are we out of here yet?
Ted, I'm right here.
Hold on for a minute.
Well, what the hell's going on?
Oh, we lost the line.
Apparently, Leon Dumphy wants to, he wanted to sing some, he's taking opera lessons or something.
Get them back on the line, bud.
I'm trying to, but it, yeah. But we lost the line. What's going on with you guys over there? Is this Shaky? Let me talk to Shaky. What's going on, Shake? Bud Dickman, you're all jacked up. You clowns are in a heap. What? I can't hear you.
Give me the phone. Hey, Shaky, what's going on, man? Yeah, we lost the line to the restaurant. All I heard was Leon Dumphy singing, and Ted did what? He pulled the line? Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Ted, this is a paid segment. Why'd you pull the line? No, we're ready to go, man.
Let me talk. Ted, it's Margaret. It sounds, well, no, he doesn't sound good. It sounds like he was really screeching there, you know? He sounded like he was really screeching it. Yes. All right, well, we'll...
All right, Ted, we're going to bring you in here, and so just get ready to rock and roll, baby. It's going to be fine, man. Just get ready to rock and roll. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ted Bell now, and... God, stuff's going on there at that restaurant.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
And that rough, and they tell that greasy guinea... Hey, everybody, Ted's of Beverly Hills is happening. Yeah, all right. And here we are, and let's go. Without further ado, here's Leon Dumphy singing O Solo Mio. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Giuseppe.
All right. Christ, I'm ruined. I'm ruined. I'm telling you now, I'm ruined. Oh, is that feet? That's it. I'm closing the restaurant. Goddamn Dunphy. Watch him flat. I'm ruined beyond all recognition, man. Yeah, all right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There is Leon Dunphy. Phil, you heard it. And hey, hold on, Leon. Don't go anywhere. You heard it, Phil.
All right. I mean, you're doing a favor.
Yeah, how many favors could I afford, okay? I got half of the bar. Don't say anything to me, Rudy.
Let me tell you something. I had a full bar before this guy comes on here and starts to screech and scream like a caterwauling banshee. He sounds like somebody stuck his you-know-what in a garbage disposal. You have to do something about...
Don't tell me how to run my restaurant, okay? Get into the bar and you do what you do.
Hey, I'm not some woman to be sent to the kitchen, you understand? Excuse me. Hey, how are you, Ms. Dunphy?
Dude, that's Leon Dunphy's wife, you ass.
I don't care. She likes it. And
well, you guys have got your plate full, huh?
Plate full? My God. This guy Dunphy... Oh, here he comes now.
Hey, Leon. Leon, come here for a minute, man. Hey,
good job.
Thank you.
Hey, Leon, I can't take it. I can't do it. Hey, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, and you're live on the air right now on the Phil Henry Show. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Leon, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's your problem? I don't have the problem. You're the guy that got the problem. You can't sing.
What?
I said you can't sing, man. You flatted that last note. It went like this. I mean, it was terrible.
You owe me money, okay? You owe me from last season. You owe me from the season before. What do you want?
I don't care how much money I owe you. I can't take it anymore, all right? You singing is going to empty this place. I'm telling you, look at the people have left. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are going to leave this dump. And I do mean dump. As much as I love this place and this restaurant for me.
Well, that's me. Hey,
you guys want to hear me again? Who wants to hear me again? Just go ahead, tell me. You want to hear me again? Yeah. That's right. Is this some kind of a joke? I'm telling you, Rudy. Ah, la 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 la.
They got the broads are leaving here, man. It's like rats from a sinking ship or something. Ah, la, 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 la.
You knocked that off.
That's how many people are leaving.
Hey, Leon, you stink, man. You stink. Watch, he won't hit the note now.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Christ.
Ted? Ted?
Yeah, he passed out, okay?
What is going on?
That mouse sound good.
All right. Everybody back up. What's happening here?
Hi, Lloyd. This is Rudy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, it's Ted Bell, huh? All right, everyone back up. I got a paramedic coming. What happened over here?
Hey, Lloyd.
What is that I hear? Like the squeaking of a mouse or something.
It's a telephone here.
Lloyd, it's Phil Henry.
Oh, how you doing? Is that Shaw there?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, I'm out here. I'm trying to help people while you sit jawjacking. Okay?
Look, I'll tell you something, Lloyd. You out there helping people is probably doing a lot of people a lot worse than if they were just left alone.
Hold on for a minute. That's the ambulance.
What, the ambulance does a mouth siren too, huh?
No, I just did it for him. Come on in here, guys. He passed out. I don't know what happened to him. He must have been listening to that rotten singer. They got a guy over here who couldn't sing his way out of a wet paper sack. Yeah, here he goes again. What is this, your second set?
Ladies and gentlemen, Giuseppe Tarabina.
I thought they said the guy's name is Leon Dunphy.
It is.
Oh, so he's lying, huh? Shut it off.
All right, I hope... let me know how Ted does, okay?
That's it?
Let me get that crap out of here before I start bleeding from the nose.
God almighty.
Well, I've heard... You know, that's funny about Leon. He does have potential. Maybe he's got potential, but that's the wrong venue for that, man. He got no acoustics. The crowd's too loud. That guy, he didn't hit that note.
whatever that note was supposed to be.
What note was that, Miss Henry?
The last note where he goes, ah!
Yeah, it was a little sour. No getting around that. Oh, man. Pretty sad, Jack. Pretty sad indeed.
All right. We didn't get around to National Dog Day.
Well, you know what? All's well that ends well.
We didn't get around to National Dog Day, so I guess we're going to have to do that. That was our good, close personal friend, who is it? Doug Danger?
Yeah, Doug Danger in Las Vegas. So we didn't do National Dog Day. We're going to have to do National Dog Day on some other day besides National Dog Day, I guess. But we do appreciate, Doug, you coming on the program with us at very short notice, talking about Wiz Khalifa getting beat up on a hoverboard and your ridiculous and screwy description of things that had Phil conned all the way through.
That was very good.
Boy, did we yank your chain.
And all that other stuff having to do with whatever the hell it was you were talking about.
Yeah, I forget, but it was funny.
Right.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
And ladies and gentlemen, dropping today on Podcast One, The Science of the Funny with Phil Henry and the great Phil Lamar. Go get yourself a download now.